Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Lonnie, the theater lady, is back on the BV tonight. Good to see you.
Good to be here.
As always, yes.
As always,
what
yes.
What are we covering this evening?
Well, we are covering a delightful spoof of Sherlock Holmes called Sherlock's Last Case. And it is a production by the Kinetic Theater and performed in the Charity Randall Theater in Oakland. Mm-hmm. Directed by Andrew Paul, and he had an assistant director this time, our friend Naomi Grodin, assisted. This play is so crazy and so much fun. It's beautifully written. The playwright, Charles Merovitz, is an American, yet he has British humor down to a science. The wonderful turns of phrase and the way it's written, you want to listen to every single word because it's just so much fun. It goes from being a dark comedy to actually suspenseful, and then it's a thriller, and it switches back and forth. There are so many twists and turns, you never know what's going to happen next, and just when you think you do, no, another twist, another turn. And it was wonderfully acted. David Whalen plays Holmes, and he added such an elegance to his role that it almost makes Holmes' arrogance acceptable. It's snobbery because he just does it in such a way that you accept it.
Do we have friends like this? Maybe.
I hope not. And a Watson was wonderfully played by Simon Bradbury. He has this role down pat. He is so humorous in one of the scenes when he is celebrating something that I can't give away. This whole plot is just so twists and turny. But he has this celebration, and he is dancing. I really was almost embarrassed by how hard I was laughing. He was so funny. And he plays Dr. Watson with such humanity. Like, he's a real person, not this bumbling clown. And he gave a lot of, I think, depth to that role. The inspector was Weston Blakeslee. And he was just so endearing in how he played the role of the inspector, and he proved himself not to be a bumbler after all. He came through in the end, but again, no spoilers.
Thank you.
And I wanted to mention the costumes by Kim Brown. There were actual references in the dialogue to some of the ages of the costumes or the things that people were wearing, and her costume so reflected perfectly what the script was saying about them. And, Mrs. Watson, or not Watson, I'm sorry. I'm getting all the names mixed up as I do. Mrs. Hudson. Huh. I mentioned Susie McGregor Lane.
No.
Played her. Oh, she was delightfully batty. And when I was thinking of one of the costumes, I was really afraid at one point of a costume malfunction, if you know what I mean.
No, I don't.
Remember Janet Jackson's costume that kind of costume malfunction. Oh, yeah. But nope, that costume hung in there and there was no malfunction. So kudos to Kim for that costume.
But that was a choice for it to appear that way. Yes. To reflect the character, not...
And it worked. Mm. Yes, it was perfect choice and it worked. And I'd also want to mention Liza, played by Joanna Strapp. She was very alluring and also very humorous as she attempted to be seductive with Holmes.
Hmm.
And this runs through July 26th. And make sure you only go if you want to laugh.
Well, who doesn't want to laugh?
If you want to be miserable and in a bad mood, it won't work. You will be laughing.
Very good. In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.